This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Today, in the comedy category, we're going to be listening to Apocheli. And according to our good friends at Apple Podcasts, it says this podcast is about an alien, the illegal variety, trying to have his moment in the sun in a society that rejects who he is based on where he comes from. A dreamer, the term used to define individuals in the U.S. who were brought to the country at an early age without documentation, but have assimilated to U.S. culture and have been educated by the U.S. school systems. And it's in the website is Apocheli. And you know what? Just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/273. I'll have a link to it because it's opochilipodcast.com. You'll get it. And he wants me to review episode number 46, which is titled The Podcast Coach Reviews the Apocheli Podcast. So it's very meta in a way. And we'll get to it right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, here we go. It goes a little something like this.
Dave Jackson. All right, podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. Today we're going to answer one of the most asked questions ever. And
this is me off of a YouTube video.
And I'm going to show you the easy way.
Which it sounds like he's recording through his speakers.
Mix minus, where you send the output of your mixer into the computer and okay. Back into the mixer and the auxiliary way too hard. I don't want to have you start a podcast just in the right direction and fast. I want you to do it easy. Don't make it more hard than it has to be. And you can solve that very easily.
I'm very confused.
With, he said.
Plus, this is a visual thing.
You should record Skype off your computer if you can with something like a portable recorder and part-time, you know.
All right. Normally, I would buzz out about now, but I'm dying to hear what the actual show is about.
I must say that in his own country, in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
The audio is not great.
Good morning.
Can't hear you. Okay, I would buzz out again at this point.
So it's Thursday, May 2nd. Very important day for me. You guys heard David Jackson, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what his name was.
Yeah.
He said, if not, either way, I'll post a link in the description. As you heard, he's the podcast host, or he's the podcast coach. And I wanted to do an inception on this episode. I think that's what it's called, inception. I don't know what the word that needs to be used, but basically he had a gig on Fiverr where he would give you
this
a
is so
shout
meta.
Out on damn girl. He would give you a shout out on his podcast give you a review of your first 2 minutes. So I thought it would be ironic if he started listening in to my podcast as part of the Fiverr gig, and all of a sudden he was met with his own content.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
And he'd be like, what the heck, man? Like, how am I supposed to review my own content?
Like, recorded poorly, I might add.
I think that's something he's never encountered.
That's true.
So I wanted to go ahead and be original.
Yes, you are.
And purchase that Fiverr gig.
Okay, there's a guy named Don Miller. He's Story Brand is his podcast. And he has a phrase, if you confuse, you lose. And I was confused, and I think it would be even more confusing if I wasn't me. If I was somebody else, I'd be like, what is this? And my thought here is, I had no idea what this show is. So let's take the fact out of this that it's me listening to me. So let's pretend I'm not me. And I turn on the show and you hear this poorly recorded. I don't know how you got the audio off of YouTube, but come on, download the video. Just Google it. You can download YouTube videos. You have to do a little hoop jumping, but and then pull the audio out. That was horrible audio. And then you pull a clip of me. I guess the whole point is you don't care what I'm talking about, but you didn't introduce the show. Hey, welcome to the OptiChili, where we blank a blank. Today, we're going to be talking about blank. You just like, here it is. And so if I don't know that's me, I'm just like, why, who, what? And then you come on and you're podcasting from your car. Number one, that's dangerous. That is the definition of distracted driving. So don't do that. Then, I don't know if it's to cover up the sound of the car, you got music under your voice, making it, again, even harder to hear your voice. So stop driving, stop putting, well, you can put music under your voice. I don't recommend that. There are people like me that are musicians, and that drives me bananas because I can't figure out if I'm supposed to listen to you or get my groove on. So all in all, as a first impression, I don't get it. I was kind of like, cool, I'd like to hear the point of view from a dreamer and see what you're up against and what you're facing and whatever your opinion is. And instead you get this, and I'm like, yeah, okay. So I don't think you're going to get any listeners from this. Your audio quality, everything about it sounds like you're, I don't know, recording it on your phone, or it's not great. Now, it's not, I've heard worse, but not by much. It was pretty bad. Even there was one part where you got closer to the microphone, but go out to Podcast Rodeo Show. You'll see where I have links to resources. One of them is my podcast gear guide. And you can get a nice microphone for $60, the Samson Q2U, and you will improve your audio quality by about 500%. So that's my first impression. If you would like to have me give my impression of your show, and you're like, hey, my show's better than that, it's only $5. There is no upsell. I do kind of prefer that you're actually interested, in my opinion. I mean, that's the whole goal of this, is not to just like, hey, let's listen to people's podcast and talk smack about it. I didn't hear any passion. I didn't hear any direct. There wasn't really much here for me to go, I did like the way you did that. So the good news is you can, everything you do will improve your show. So I'm not here just to bash people's podcasts. You know, I would love to work with this person to let's tighten this up a little bit. So if you would like to get in front of my audience, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. I'm going to have to see if I have the ability to, like, refuse somebody. If I get another one of these, I'd be like, what? I don't get it. Podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. Again, there is no upsell. And you'll have your show right here. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you that you can't read the label from the inside of the bottle. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. Podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.